Head coach Chip Kelly announced on Wednesday that Nick Foles will make the start this Sunday against the Oakland Raiders.
I think Nick is going to be our starting quarterback this week, and he'll take the reps with the ones this week, and we'll get ready as a team offensively to prepare for the Oakland.
Who will be the quarterback next week? How about in 2014? Chip Kelly said that it would be a disservice not only to the team, but the fans as well, to not be focused on anything other than beating the Raiders this Sunday.
Our mentality is, who are we playing right now? And I think it's a disservice to those other players on the team, and it's a disservice to our fans. If I'm thinking about who our quarterback is going to be next year, I'm thinking about beating who we're playing this week. And we're playing the Oakland Raiders, and that's it.
On Tuesday, the only trade that took place before the deadline involved the Eagles, as they sent a draft pick and Isaac Sopawaga to the New England Patriots for a fifth-round draft pick in 2014. Why? It's because of the stellar play of the Eagles' young defensive lineman.
You gel together a little closer when one of your guys leaves. You know, you get a little closer, you know. But we know what to expect from each other. We know how we get it done. You know, we go out there and practice with a high tempo every day. We get the sled, you know, we get it done. You know, we practice physical. We play in a 3-4 defense where we got to control two gaps.
As the season goes on, that brotherhood kind of, you know, gets closer and closer, you know what I'm saying? And it makes you feel better that, you know, you got somebody beside you. If you mess up, you know, you got your back, you know what I'm saying? But most likely, we're grown men. We handle our jobs and do what we're supposed to do.
On Sunday, the Eagles' defense will have to contend with dynamic quarterback Terrell Pryor of the Raiders. Believe it or not, it's a player who many of the Eagles are already familiar with.
He tries to be a playmaker, you know, and he does good at it. You know, he makes some big plays, and he's really competitive, and he's constantly just trying to make that next big play. And so he's a good quarterback who's got great motives and really pushes himself. And obviously we all know that he's not just a threat in the air, but more so with his legs than anything.
And I think he's a really good player. I think he's growing. You can see him gain more confidence each week. He's really working on everything in his game. But I think the one threat that he's always had is his ability, you know, to kind of take the ball and tuck and run. So you got to be really conscious. Similar to like in the Washington game when you had RG3, you know, that you better know where your rush lanes are. You better know where who's got contained and where we are, and try to keep him hemmed in and not let him escape. Because when he escapes, it's not, you know, it may not be a 6-yard gain. It could be a 60-yard gain with the type of wheels he has.
Thanks for joining us on the Eagles Update. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.